The People's Podcast.
The Hub Show.
I started itching back, I can't scratch, but the ones on tap say I've got that. You know you're trying too hard to fight back. Bobby's on top till you step back. You gotta get that rolling. Don't stop trolling till you're on your way. Walking on from yesterday. And keep stepping till you earn your pay. Baby, don't waste. You got to celebrate. You know you want it all. But how far are you prepared to fall? You live or die, you're up again.
Is it Jared?
Yeah,
Yeah, it's Jared and Christian.
Jared and Christian.
All right.
One in the chamber.
How's it going, man?
Good. Can What's you
happening?
Hear us good?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. As long as we can hear you.
So you're Jared with a G-E-R-R-O-D.
Yeah, it's a little different, but yeah.
Is that a Canadian thing or what? What the hell's going on with that?
My grandpa, actually, is from Trinidad. And he
Kind
of felt like the normal way, and he just changed his...
Yeah, where they would call it Gerard, right?
No, man, there's a funny story. There's a funny story to that.
Okay.
We actually got together jamming as a band.
Right.
I had met Cecil, our guitarist.
Not Cecil, Cecil. Okay.
Yeah. Weird name. So, I had met him already, and he knew Christian, and he already knew Mike, our singer.
Okay.
And I didn't know them, and he tells these guys, he's like, oh, yeah, our drummer's name is Gerard.
Gerard. I almost said that, dude. I didn't want to. That's why I asked you first. Right. Wait,
like,
so.
Gerard, and everyone's like, no, that's not a real name. So no one called me by name for months.
Yeah, for a solid month.
They probably called you G.
Yeah.
And it finally comes out, a few months later, one practice, Cecil's like, hey, Gerard, can you pass me that thing? I'm like, what did you call me? He's like, right. Your name, Gerard.
Anyway, wait, so Mike's the singer. Christian, yeah. Christian does the what? He's a drummer?
I play bass.
I'm Jared, the drummer.
And Jared, you're the drummer?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're the guy I've been talking to.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, I like the. We played Bills to Pay on our show this past week. It just went up and got aired, so I'll be sending you a clip of that.
That's awesome. We'll definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Trust me. I'm watching you guys now on Facebook, and we need a little more help than you guys do. We're here to scratch each other's backs. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, and we're definitely happy to help. And I mean, anyone that plays our stuff is.
All right. Well, listen. Let me kick this interview off officially right here. Now that we got your name right, okay. And had fun with that. All right. So let me just do this right now. I'll go 3, 2, 1. Jay Heisch, Chris Canfield, The Hub Show. We are here. Well, we're on the phone with One in the Chamber, a band from Toronto, mm-hmm. and they rock.
They do.
We're on the phone here with Jared Harris and Christian Dotto, correct?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Christian is the bassist and Jared is the drummer.
Dotto.
Dotto. Just like it. Yeah.
Oh.
Like ditto, but O instead of the I. There you
okay.
go.
Okay. With two T's?
Two T's.
Okay. If it had one T, that's a woodworking term.
Oh. Well, yeah. Now we know.
Yeah. A dado is a U-shaped cut into a board.
Christian's a woodworker. He's a carpenter. He's a couple of drinks, and he's all about splinters and shit. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, so One in the Chamber out of Toronto, how is it going? How long have you guys been together as a band?
Coming on to about 4 years now, I think.
Yeah, huh?
A little over 4 years, yeah.
Gotcha. It's a grind, huh? The music scene?
Sure is, especially up here in Toronto.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun regardless.
No doubt. The Hub Show, the podcast world is the same thing. Getting people to listen is like giving people homework, right? But they do it, so,
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, yeah, you found us somehow.
Yeah.
How'd you find us?
We bumped into each other on email or something. I don't know, but here we are. Yeah.
I really don't know.
Right. It just fell in my lap. Hey, look at this. Yeah. We're in the chamber. They're going to shoot me.
Nice. That's that artificial intelligence hooking us up.
Yeah, that's
right?
It. That's what it is, man. Big Brother's watching, even in Canada. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, but.
If artificial intelligence is going to get our played somewhere, I'll take it.
I gotcha. Well, there's some positive coming out of it here, so that's a good thing. But, hey, so you guys are in Toronto. I mean, that's a pretty big metropolis of Canada besides Montreal and Vancouver. I mean, obviously, you guys are heavy on the scene up there. How's it going up there?
It's cool. It's a really great scene.
Yeah.
There's lots of great live music all around.
Right.
There's this cool little stretch. It's called Queen Street West.
Gotcha.
And with a 10-minute walk, you can hit up a jazz club.
Sure.
And go to the Horseshoe Tavern, which is mostly just a regular venue. They'll play anyone.
But right.
In the past, the Ramones have played there.
Nice.
Both have even played there.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
You keep walking down, you'll hit up a punk metal rock venue called the Bovine Sex Club.
Yeah. And you've been there, done it, right?
Sorry?
You've been there, done it, right? You played it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. We played it recently, actually.
Sweet.
About
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
And so have you guys branched outside of Toronto or even outside of Canada yet? How's that going?
Outside of Toronto, yeah.
Yeah.
We recently started playing, across our province, Ontario.
Right.
In the last, I guess, year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I can't remember when we started branching out, but we've started playing a lot more outside of Toronto.
Right.
In the last few months.
Yeah.
And we're getting to see a lot of cool cities, and it's really cool. And we're trying to just get our stuff outside and branch out of the city.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Hey, well, you got the skills to do it.
No kidding.
I listened to two or three songs.
Yep.
Here off your list here before we started.
One in the chamber. You guys are all over the place where you should be. You're on Spotify. You're on YouTube. You're on Facebook.
You're rocking.
Yep. How many albums you guys done so far now?
Well, we've done like one studio EP.
Yeah. Okay.
We put out a demo EP beforehand, which we recorded with Scott LaFlamme.
Right.
Recorded that down in Massachusetts.
Oh, so
that was a good time.
You guys recorded it in Massachusetts, you said?
Yeah.
So our demo album we did, and then our EP we had recorded up here in Scarborough.
Yeah, Phase One Studios in like Scarborough/Toronto.
One of those dual cities, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you guys all from Toronto? Born and raised?
None of, I was born in Scarborough, so that's technically Toronto, but none of us actually live in Toronto. We all live in the suburbs, so it's in different suburbs.
But you're all Canadian, right? You're all born in Canada?
Yeah. Okay. No. Cecil was born in India, actually.
Wow.
Yeah,
but he's as whitewashed as it gets, so he's basically Canadian. So.
Oh, right, wow. Right. Whitewashed. There you go.
Yeah, and I haven't heard an A yet.
Yeah, I know, I haven't heard that yet. But anyway, you guys, you said Mike's your lead singer. He's not around, huh?
He is not, no.
Does he know you're doing this interview, speaking for the band?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure. You know, I'm not getting in trouble here, so. Okay. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, they go. Well, you think you got one of them complexes? Yeah. They got one of them complexes where the lead singer has to go.
We don't
want to
be. We don't want to be the Yoko Ono of One in the Chamber. break you guys up. You guys getting too much attention.
Trevor just decided to sneak around the singer and guitar player.
Do
an interview.
Yeah.
I bet that's what you guys do, huh? They probably didn't know you guys were making a video. Just had people there with cameras. Hey, look what we did. So between the two of you, though. Who are your influences? I mean, I don't know how old you guys. I'm going to guess you guys are under 30, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How much tail are you pulling down off this band?
Well, that's Chris's big question. There you go.
How much tail does a drummer pull down?
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, everyone in the band is taking a gift for me.
Just one for me.
Just one for you.
There you go. Well, whatever, man.
He's got one in the chamber.
Yeah.
He's only got one in the chamber.
There you go.
Exactly.
The name's a metaphor, huh? Okay.
I only need one.
There you go. Awesome. Right.
One shot, one kill.
Yeah.
There you go.
Between the eyes, sweetheart.
Yeah, but to answer your question, it's kind of cool because all of us come from different musical backgrounds.
Okay.
So I'm more into like the heavy music, like metal, hard rock, and
right.
I'm into anything, but metal is my go-to, so I like to add that to the music we write.
Right.
Our guitar player is more into like the old school jazz and
weird. He's like as much into jazz as he is into metal,
which is kind of cool, though. It definitely brings a different sound, so that's a good thing,
Yeah, no, it's really cool.
Yeah, right. That's an interesting mix.
No kidding.
I've never heard of that hybrid before.
Well, what about Christian? Well, Christian, what do you bring to it? You play the bass, so I mean, what's up with that?
Right. Yeah. Well, I was just saying like I'm into like metal and stuff, but just anything like Metallica is my favorite band. So anything I can as a rock band, you can only go so heavy. But I still want to add in that metal influence in there. And being the bass player, I have a bit more freedom.
Right.
I'm more alive in the background.
Yeah.
So. And a lot of just sneak in that heaviness.
Too. Yeah, a lot of bass players always point to either Flea or Primus too.
Yeah, I was gonna say Primus. I want to hear you slap that thing, dude.
You can't go wrong with Flea or less.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. All right, well,
Yeah, I was just listening to a Primus album the other day, and God, like, it's some crazy music.
It's inspiring though, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I saw a Les Claypool in concert when he was doing the Freak Tour or something like that.
Yeah.
And he had this huge xylophone set up along the back of the stage, like a gigantic version of one. And he was just running back and forth with a pig mask and a tuxedo, playing the xylophone, like running across the stage. It was nuts.
Yeah, let us know when you do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. So, well, we watched your videos. I'm going to keep an eye out on you guys on Facebook and all that for you guys. Whenever you guys put up some performances or whatnot, and we'll be sure to share them too if you guys don't mind.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we might even use you for some intros or some bumper music here.
Yeah, if we're allowed to. But that's a whole other conversation, so whatever.
That'd be wicked.
Yeah. Yeah, I went through your catalog, and we played Bills to Pay on the show, the TV show, so you'll be getting a clip of that. And we'll be sure to spread that one around. I mean, I knew you guys have a new song out, the Itching song, but the Bills to Pay just rocked us both. So we picked that one to play first, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a fun one.
I bet, especially for the drummer.
You know, I have an itchy back quite often.
Yeah, but he has a girlfriend, so he's good to go.
Yeah, you do. You just got to give it that scratch.
There you go. That's it, man. All right. Well, listen. So, what does the future hold? I know I saw some summer dates you guys are doing, right?
Torn. Yeah. So, like, we're currently playing as much as we can.
Of course.
Ontario.
Yeah.
You know, the last few years we mostly focused on Toronto, and we rarely got out of Toronto. But in the last, I guess, year and a half, we started branching out. We started going to places within like a couple hours away.
Right.
Like just earlier in the summer, we played Oshawa, London, mm-hmm. Ontario.
Yeah.
St. Catharines,
mm-hmm.
and Barrie, and hopefully some other places mm-hmm. that we're going to book hopefully this week. But
so it's about time you guys invested in a van, huh? Yeah. The tour van.
They just carpool.
One day.
Convoy.
Yeah, you got to get you one of them box vans with no windows in it.
Yeah.
You put the shag carpet.
Yeah.
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 Wall to wall.
The chamber mobile.
Yeah. Paint it all up. Paint it all up on the side with like an eagle or something on the side of the van.
One in the bus.
Yeah.
One in the bus.
Yeah.
I'm holding these terms. Got to write.
Paint all the names on the side of the van.
So of course.
Yeah. All there. Yeah. Everyone will know when we roll into town.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a keyboard player? I'm just curious. No?
I mean, Mike knows how to play piano.
Yeah.
I think that's it. I mean, he's written stuff for piano, but we've never, like, gotten around to, like, fleshing it out and writing it. We largely just say guitar, bass, drum,
Yeah. And I'm not trying to tell you guys what to do, how to do it. I like when bands bring in an eclectic sound. Sometimes when they add keyboards and stuff, it just, you know.
Some weird percussion. Yeah. Throw in some conga bongos or some shit like that.
When we started the EP, I was like, oh, I could add all these different percussion things.
Yeah.
I was thinking of adding like some steel drum and all this different stuff.
That'd be awesome. You
know, like when we were listening to the mixes after the vocals, because our producer Murray Daigle said, you know, percussion comes last sort of thing. I was listening to it and I didn't feel it needed it anymore.
I gotcha. Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah, we didn't end up adding any percussion actually. And I, you know, I was kind of thinking of like different spots that I could add things. And like sitting back and listening to it, I didn't think it needed it.
I gotcha. Well, hey, no, that's you guys. I totally respect that. I'm just saying, you know. You guys aren't lacking anything. I just say it would add to the, you know, even making taking that the one step beyond, you know what I mean? So
You never know what a song needs, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you know, we're older than you. I'm in my 40s and Chris is in his late 30s here, so we've heard our share of music, you know what I'm saying?
When's the last time you heard an organ in a song?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Oh, you can't go wrong with an organ.
Right, since the Doors basically, right? You know what I mean? So
Yeah, we're definitely open to adding different types of things to our songs.
Yeah.
Right now, I think at the core of it, we're just...
No, I understand. I'm just waiting for that day you guys come out with that double gatefold album, you know, live from the Forum in Montreal or some shit, you know, when you guys are really up there. We could say we interviewed you back in the day, you know?
We're all waiting for that day.
I know you are. Is it crazy that we've said it on this show before? We talked to different people who are singers and everything else. The music business isn't the business it once was, not even 15, 20 years ago, because of the internet. You know what I mean? I mean, you can definitely be seen more and heard more. I know, but as far as the business side of it, making EPs and CDs and albums and whatnot, I mean, this is such a grind now compared to what it was.
It really is.
Yeah,
you're certainly not being sold more.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's great because, like, we're able to connect with people like you who never would have seen us
right
live or would have bumped into us
right
live. But, like, at the same time, you know, everyone and their mom seems to have a band nowadays.
Seems to have a band? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Or a podcast. And, yeah, we know how that goes.
Yeah. And, you know, like
right.
getting enough following to actually make
mm-hmm.
an impact and make
yeah,
a small living from it is harder.
Yeah, and it's so different now than it was back in the day. And I find that on the business side of things, you really have to
mm-hmm.
know how to adapt to how things, because things are always changing. And now it's all about streaming and stuff.
And so as far as a rock band's concerned, you're splitting the till five ways, right?
Four for us, but yeah.
Yeah, so it's like you're it's not even like when you're a solo pop artist or a rap singer or something like that.
Yeah.
At least you get all of the check.
But now you got
when you're in a rock band, you got to spit the check. You got to split the check up.
Spit it, split it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough, but if you know how to adapt, I think, you know, anybody could be successful if they're smart about
it. I think it's always taken a lot of luck, but I think now more than ever, it takes a lot of like you said, it's a grind. It takes a lot of money.
Yeah, and naturally, the way the economics are working is it's weeding out all the people who don't actually love the music.
That's true.
If you're in it for the money, then you don't exist anymore.
Something like that. Yeah,
exactly. And I mean, we're having the time of our lives playing this stuff.
I'll bet.
And, you know,
yeah,
like when I get an email back saying like, oh, like we're playing your this song on this station or, you know, like it's really awesome. It's a cool feeling that someone was like, yeah, this cold email has led them to be like, hey, this is actually kind of cool. Let me check this out.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, let me ask you though. I mean, we don't live in Toronto or anything, so we don't know, but how is the radio play up there? Are you getting it pretty good or what? Uh-oh. They laughed.
There's a couple of radio stations that do support more local
music, yeah,
but it's really tough to crack into that. And
right. You know what it is? I'm sure just like in Canada, just like here in the States, it's all corporate, right? There's no such thing as indie radio anymore,
It's very corporate.
Yeah.
You got to go into some of those college radio stations with like a 8-ball of cocaine.
Say, hey. Payola.
Yeah.
One of your chamber hoes or something. I don't know. Anyway, I'm just kidding. We got two in the chamber.
Right.
Anyway, you know.
How'd you come up with the name One in the Chamber?
Yeah, what's up with that? We know what it means.
It's about taking that one shot that, you know,
right.
it's making sure that what you're doing counts and
mm-hmm.
making sure that you're taking that shot and doing what you want to, you know, like you're making it count for you and you're putting your best foot forward.
Well, we get you one shot, one kill, one chance. Yeah, I get it.
So you actually went meaningful with it. We were hoping it was named after the movie with Cuba Gooding Jr. and Dolph Lundgren.
But no such luck.
We're so happy. Like, we have a website and we were just so happy that when you Googled us, we finally showed up on the first page because that website takes up so many like links.
Google. I'm sure.
Yeah,
let me ask you though, the name One in the Chamber, I'm not offended by any of it. It sounds cool to me and I get it. You got to grab someone's attention. That's a good way to do it. Have you gotten any riffs about the name, you know, gun violence and all that stuff?
Actually, no. Everyone we see that talks to says it's like just badass and like it just sounds cool at the end of the day.
Yeah. No, it sounds cool to us. I mean, one of the goofballs at the TV station raised his eyebrows at first. I said, yeah, One in the Chamber. Listen to it before you say anything. And, you know, we got it through. So it's all good.
Nice.
Yeah.
We typically get a lot of good feedback off the name. So
yeah, I think people just think it sounds cool.
I do. I played Red Dead Revolver. Sounds good to me, man. So, you know.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, well, listen, we're going to check back in with you guys. I'm going to follow you guys on Facebook. We're going to plug some of your stuff on our side, if you don't mind. Of course not, right? And, yeah, we'll play this interview. We'll put it out for the whole world to hear. And we want to check in back with you guys, like, you know, later in the year, see where you guys are at.
And
you know?
If you ever happen to find yourself in the D.C. metropolitan area.
Yeah, if you break out down here in the States, you know, let us know. Give us a heads up. Yeah, of course you would.
Our first step into the area, so
yeah,
yeah.
Well, hey, if we can bring the Hub Show to Canada, that'd be cool. But what are you gonna do? Baby steps, man. Yeah,
we're here to help each other out. So
maybe we'll go hang out at Niagara Falls together. We'll meet in the middle somehow or something. You know,
All right.
Hub Show from the Falls.
All right.
Yeah. Well, hey, Jared Harris, Christian Dotto from One That's in the right. Chamber band out of Toronto. I want to thank you guys for. Joining us here for this interview. Like I said, we'll be back to join you guys again, talk it up. And yeah, we're here to help you promote good stuff, good sound. We love it. And best of luck to you guys. Seriously.
Thank you. Best of luck to you guys as well.
Hey, but, I appreciate it. Thanks for having us. You got it, man. Hub Show. We'll take care. All right.
All right. You all right. as well.
Later. In the pump.
trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.